Sarah Palin's fans lined up by the hundreds in Wasilla today to get their copies of Going Rogue signed. As Ellen Lockyer reports, Palin greeted each person with a warm smile, but she had a cold shoulder for the press.
About 1,000 people packed the Curtis Menard Sports Complex in Wasilla today, all of them holding at least one copy of Palin's memoir, Going Rogue. Christmas carols blared through loudspeakers while Palin's supporters waited patiently, lined up like school kids in the indoor soccer field, waiting for the moment when Palin herself would autograph each volume's flyleaf. It meant a long wait, but no one seemed to mind.
I'm pleased to be standing in line to have Sarah Palin sign my book. I think she's the most wonderful person.
That's Carol Ruby. Promptly at 11, Palin appeared dressed in her signature color, this time red satin. She looked relaxed as she signed books one by one, giving each person a greeting.
I'm so glad you're here. I hope it gets colder.
The media, however, was relegated to a small space along the wall, several feet from Palin's book signing table.
Press?
Yeah.
Run up, roll it all the way around.
Palin made no move to speak with the press. Reporters were allotted less than 10 minutes to get video or sound, then ushered out.
5 minutes?
5 minutes?
That's what I have on my...
Other than that snub, the event had a festive feel, complete with free Christmas cookies. Many, if not most, of the fans brought multiple copies of Going Rogue along.
I have 7 books I'm going to try to have her sign for my family, my sister and brother and my kids and my best friend and me. I'm going to keep one, yes. Oh, yes, for me.
That's Chris. She didn't give her last name. Bill Lyons had Christmas gifts in mind.
Yeah, I'm going to send some to family down south.
Are you a big Sarah Palin supporter?
She's the man.
Books were for sale in one corner of the indoor soccer field. Craig Ness toted 3 with him.
Well, I'm a fan of Sarah Palin. And she exemplifies what I like about America, and she's old school as far as that goes, and she likes our military. Yeah, they're all going outside.
Security was light, the crowd was orderly, and Wasilla Mayor Vern Ruprecht said things couldn't have gone more smoothly.
It's perfect to have Sarah home for the holidays with her family. She's the hometown girl, and for her to end up her book tour doing a signing here in Wasilla, couldn't ask for anything better. I'm glad that she did it, and I've already thanked Todd and Sarah for being so great.
By 1 p.m., the crowd was down to about half, although a few people were still arriving at the sports complex, anxious to make contact, however briefly, with Wasilla's most celebrated daughter. They may not get that close again. I'm Ellen Lockyer.